Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Stewart Revitalization Group member Russ Wagner about the inaugural Best of the Block Barbecue Cook-Off happening September 20th through the 21st. The Stewart Revitalization Group's next big event is the Best of the Block Barbecue Cook-Off, which you have taken the helm of. Tell us, what is going on for this first ever event?
It will be September the 20th, registration at 5, or they can register on the 21st, which is Saturday, early in the morning. They will have their choice of 4 different meats to cook. Registration fee is $150. That does include the meat. So we're looking for teams. We've actually had several in the last week register. We'll be closing the road from block to block in downtown Stewart. Host hopefully up to 20, 25 teams. And a team is 1 or up to 4.
Can these be a restaurant, a business from outside the area? They can participate as a team?
Yes, they can. It can be an individual. It could be a group of people. It could be a company. You know, hopefully we'll get some friendly competition from some of the surrounding communities as well. And we do have $3,500 in cash awards. There will be a first, second, and third place for each category, and then a grand reserve champion. The only stipulation on that is we do have to have a minimum of 5 teams that cook all 4 meats. So it should be very fun, family friendly. We'll have all you can eat chicken wings Friday night until they're gone. And then we'll have a DJ Friday night, and we will have a band on Saturday night. Judging starts at 4:15 on Saturday.
And have you assembled a judging panel yet?
We have assembled a judging panel.
Will these be local residents, notable people?
Yes, they are local. Some are notable, some are not so notable.
But we got to keep it under wraps so as to avoid any shady dealings from any teams. Not that, you know, not to point any fingers or anything.
That's right.
So as far as planning goes, are you still looking for any sponsors for this event?
We are looking for sponsors. We've had a pretty good interest from the community, actually several communities, quite frankly. So we're still looking for sponsors, and it can be anything from $50 up to $500. If it's $500, that's a grand reserve sponsor. That does include a team. So if you pay $500 to sponsor, you don't have to pay another $150 to enter a team. It includes it.
As far as the schedule of the event, when will the teams, you know, are expected to start cooking their meats, and how will that all go?
It starts Friday at 5. We'll have a team meeting at 6. They can start cooking right then. A lot of them, if they're doing the brisket, that takes 12 to 14 hours. So we allotted enough time for that. We will have security all night for those that bring, you know, trailers with nice smokers. There will be security on site. You can register either by emailing stewartrevitalization.com. I'll send you out the packet, which is the team registration, the rules, and then also a waiver, or you can go to the Facebook page for Stewart Best of the Block Barbecue Cook-Off is on Facebook, and we're using Eventbrite, so you can actually pay your registration fee online. We actually had a lot of requests for that, so we got it on there.
Do the teams need to get their own food safety permit?
No, they do not.
Is that all handled through the revitalization group?
Correct. That's correct.
And then for those community members or visitors who are not looking to grill but to eat, what will it be like for them?
It'll be all-you-can-eat chicken wings on Friday night till they're gone. And then Saturday, the way the cook-off works is you cook your food, you take enough for the judges, then you return the food to the committee, and we use that as a family meal. We'll charge, I think it's going to be $8 for the meal, and that will go to support the EMTs and the food bank. So it will be a charitable event as well. And it is not sanctioned, so the pros probably won't show up because they don't get points. But this is our first year, and that's the way that we wanted to have it. So you can have other people that are backyard barbecuers that want to enter a competition and have some capability of actually winning. So
Do all of the proceeds go to like Stuart Rescue and the Stuart Cottage Pantry, or if you can kind of specify more?
Yeah, the bulk of it, we will probably at least half, but we want to have some in arrears so that we can do this again next year.
And why a barbecue cook-off? We've had quite a variety of events from the revitalization group, the Bonnie and Clyde run, the Stuart Unwind downtown. What inspired a cook-off?
Well, we thought it would be fun to get the different communities involved, fire departments, etc. There's not one that's semi-local to us. I think the closest might be Corydon, which theirs is this weekend. They couple theirs with a car show. We already have a car show here. The next biggest one that I'm aware of is in Denison. So we just thought that it was something that was missing and it would be fun.
Just to remind people, what is the cost to register for as a team and a deadline?
Team registration is $150. We'll accept those all the way till September the 1st. If you want to be a sponsor, we're accepting those currently. I mean, we do appreciate any sponsorship. That helps pay for, obviously, the meet, the band, you know, all the kibos, the stage. I mean, there's a lot to it, so.
And the Stuart Revitalization Group is a relatively new organization. If you'd like to explain for those who are not quite sure what it's all about, who makes up the group?
The group is local business owners and committee members spun off from the chamber. It is really charged with the responsibility of bringing events to the downtown area to help, I mean, not just the residents in the community, but the business owners as well, bring more events to the local downtown areas, which is, if you aren't aware, the governor is even talking about this, you know, to keep things local, buy local, help the rural route communities, because a lot of these small towns, the downtown areas are dying. And we just don't want to see that. So that's what we're doing, is bringing events to the downtown area.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Stuart Revitalization Group member Russ Wagner about the inaugural Best of the Block Barbecue Cook-Off happening September 20th through the 21st. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.